Hi guys, and welcome to episode two of the Chase Pack. I'm joined today by Penny, Ari, and Anna Marie. Welcome back. We're super happy to be chatting again to you guys. Again, supported by AG1. And Ari and Penny are joining us from training camp, I believe.
Yeah, we sure are. All the way from Australia, Ballarat. Ari's got to experience country Australia which has been pretty good. We've been putting each other to the sword in training, so it's been pretty fun. Ari looks worse than me right now, for those who can't see on Zoom.
I'm a little tired. I'm fine. But to everybody watching, the Australian Method episode one is out on YouTube right now. And I just, as I do, I left everything to the last minute. So I didn't upload it till like 10 last night. And we've been going to bed super early. I guess Penny and Chloe go to bed at like 8:30. And so it was a very late night for me.
Actual athlete times.
Yeah.
Who you mean?
I thought 10 was reasonable, but.
It's because we don't sleep in till 9 a.m. here, Ari, like you do when you're at home.
Yeah, so that was the first late night I've had. It was wild. But yeah, everyone go watch episode one of The Australian Method.
Give us a rundown of how it's been going, like a typical day.
Typical day?
Yeah.
We wake up at, 6:30-ish, 7, somehow still sleep like 9 hours. And everyone kind of shuffles in. The coffee here situation in the house is interesting. There's no coffee machine, but in Australia, they do a lot of instant coffee. So Penny this morning, I believe, is drinking coffee that's essentially from a tea bag.
The brewed coffee. Yeah.
Brewed coffee.
It's not instant, but it's brewed. Yeah.
So what, you just have hot water and you put the bag in and that's your coffee?
Yeah. It's a very big downgrade for me, though, and I'm used to a coffee machine every morning. So,
right, and I have my espresso machine at home. So, but again, we're not here to live in luxury. We're here to get fit as fuck. So it gets the job done. Most days we swim first. Some days it's a surprise 7K set with, you know, just so many races. We've just been racing each other. Maybe that's the Australian method, is just, all right, line up, we're going to do a race. And you just go. So a lot of racing, a lot of really, really long, really intense swim sets. Of course, for me, it's new, swimming in the 50 meter pool. And then possibly the biggest change, because I've swam early before, and usually I'll go home and sit on the couch for about 5 hours and just scroll. Read, play with my cats, whatever. But we're home for like 30 minutes and then we go for a bike ride. Penny and Chloe are just ready immediately. So I've had to learn how to get ready pretty quick.
Every day the first week we were waiting for Ari for at least 15 minutes, but he's got it together now.
I'm faffing around a little bit less. Yeah, and then we do whatever the bike session is run off the bike. And then we're done by like 1. And then we sit on the couch, which is also my bed. And we watch Netflix or whatever. We've gotten through White Lotus. We're watching Breakpoint season 2, or is that right?
Yeah, season 2. Breakpoint it's
season 2. Yeah. Tour Down Under was going on this week. So it's good vibes. We go out to eat. I got a Zinger box from KFC yesterday.
nice.
Quintessential Australian meal.
Yeah, there's a few others. We went out to get a parma, which in the US, and I don't know, in Europe, that would be a chicken parm. But here they call them parmas.
Okay.
Went out to get one of them last week. And been having Tim Tams and shapes and
what are these things?
What am I missing? It doesn't matter. It's just tasty candy.
Food, lots of food. Yeah.
Am I missing anything, Penny? Anything to add? The daily
scale. No, I don't think so.
How was your travel, Ari? How was the flight over? Because I knew that was like the first international flight you ever did, wasn't it?
I was expecting it to be so much worse, so it was okay. The flight into San Francisco is obviously fine. And I've done that tons of times. And I got the exit row. But the funny thing about that one is like, the day before or 2 days before, I assume this world, this news reached the rest of the world, an exit row door flew off a Boeing plane.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Flying out of Portland. I was flying out of Seattle, but airport doesn't really matter. But it was a Boeing plane. Obviously, they grounded all of those planes. And the funny thing is Boeing is based in Seattle. It's like a lot of, I know a lot of people who work there. So I was getting on this flight 2 days later, and I paid for the cheapest ticket. You know, I didn't pay for my seat or anything. So I assumed I would get a crap middle seat. But I get the window in the exit row, and I'm guessing that just nobody wanted to sit there. but I was fine with it. I was a little bit nervous when the plane started shaking that the door was going to fly off. But thankfully, we landed safely. And then on the flight to from San Francisco to Melbourne, I had my own row. I don't know if that's common on international flights, but nobody else was there. I got to stretch out a little bit. I stayed up till 3 a.m. Pacific time, which I knew was like 10 p.m. Australian time, so that it would be like sort of on the time zone. And I bought a ZQL from the airport to help myself sleep. And I think I got like 4 hours. And the rest of it was just watching movies and reading this amazing book that Penny knows all about now.
That's awful. I don't want to know about it. We've been giving Ari shit because he reads this book that looks massive. And it's like, there's no way he's reading it. He just sits on the couch pretending he's reading it, we reckon.
Oh, it's good.
And he makes him go to sleep every night because it's so boring.
Definitely not. It's called The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson.
No, we're not. Don't talk about it. No one.
Oh, God.
Sorry, no.
Let me tell you about Kaladin, guys. No, yeah.
Is this the conversation you have to listen to on your rides, Penny?
Yeah, well, actually, Ari sometimes, the first ride we went on, Ari decided that he would either be 200 meters behind us or 100 meters in front of us the whole time, which was, yeah, he needed to learn how to ride in a bunch with other people. So we had to teach him that. He got the hang of it eventually. And he likes to try and attack people for a while, and then he realized that that wasn't going to fly. So, yeah, we don't talk to each other much in rides.
The truth is, day one, I just got dropped. Day one, my heart rate was like 150. Normally, it's like 115. If we're just like pedaling at 200 watts, and I was like, oh, this is not good. And Penny and Chloe were doing a legit workout. They were just like punching it up these hills. And so I was very far behind. I don't actually remember ever being 100 meters in front.
Oh, I'm in the first long ride.
Oh, well,
we're doing that.
I was trying to give the train a little tow, but some people didn't want my wheel.
Any half wheeling?
Yeah. No, not really. What?
not anymore. Only a bit of half wheeling.
I'm learning.
Learning, yeah.
Yeah. And Ari was pretty shelled on the first swim. I think he almost cried, I would say.
I begged to stop.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't beg to stop. I said I'm done.
Yeah. But the swims are being really hard.
Nice. And then for like your rides, when you guys ride together, is it just like long, easy stuff? Or Ari, are you like jumping in Penny's workouts, or how are the rides going?
I've jumped in a few of Penny's, or one of Penny's run workouts the other day. The rides, if there's a session, we'll do what we got to do. Like I did a session with Chloe the other day, and Penny was on the trainer doing 15 by 1 minute herself because the weather was kind of crap. And Penny was the only one with the trainer. Otherwise, I think we all would have been on it. There haven't been a ton of bike sessions going on though, honestly. I feel like this is such a swim focused camp. I don't know about you, Penny. Like I guess you did that one session with Chloe in week one, and then the 15 by one this week. And if you're just kind of working out once a week besides that, the long ride.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's mostly just been we've just been doing it. It's really, really good riding around here. Jack lived here for a while, so he has like tons of good loops, knows all the good roads, and he'll kind of just give us a loop and we explore. It's really, really cool. It's like there's nothing out here. It's like sheep and cows and just flat land.
And the roads are nice. What are the roads like?
Some of the roads are really, really nice.
Yeah, really good for TT.
Some of them are kind of shit.
We went on gravel. We took the TT bikes on 5K of gravel on our long ride on the weekend, which was pretty fun because the road was closed where we were supposed to go.
It was a bridge that collapsed.
Yeah. But you know what I reckon we should do, Ari? Do you reckon we should just go through our swim week this week, just like last week just been?
I didn't write down any of the swims.
I did. I wrote down swims because I want to remember them. So just for context, like I've been swimming with this squad for probably 2 years now, but obviously like they swim 4 times a week and they're hard sessions. They're usually about 5Ks or whatever. But these sessions are definitely some of pretty much the hardest swim sessions I've ever done. So part of being on this camp was committing to like my swim, the swim sessions being the hardest of camp kind of thing. And then everything else around that is kind of just extra stuff, I guess.
Whatever you have the energy for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like the aim of the camp is to push on the swim and just hold it together on the others or maintain on the others and get a little bit better. So on Monday last week, we swam 7,000 meters in the morning.
That was a surprise one. At 6 a.m. That was a 6 a.m. swim.
2.5 hours, yeah. Our main set was 300 threshold, 100 really hard, 200 threshold, 50 hard, 50 easy, and we did that 3 times through.
And 100 hard kind of means just race. Like, he's putting us in the lanes next to each other. Yeah, we
just raced each other.
Like, yeah.
And we had about 30 seconds rest between each of those hard efforts. And then we also had a second main set, which was 2x400 paddles. So, like, after we've been doing main sets, we've been using massive paddles. So just, like, work the shoulders a bit more and make sure you've got good technique. And then 2x100 fins. Racing basically 2x300 big paddles, 2x100 fins racing, 2x200 paddles, 2x100 fin racing, 2x100 paddles, 2x100 fins hard. So that was our Monday swim, and that was probably, it was really hard, but it was also one of the best ones, I reckon. Don't you reckon, Ari?
Well, the thing with the fins was they all have these like really, really good fins. They sent me the link. They're $100. They're like really good. And I didn't come with anything. So Jack gave me some of his old fins, which are like bricks. They are complete bricks. I think they make me swim slower. And
they definitely do.
Oh my God. So like Penny's going like 104 with fins on, and I'm like swimming like 115, like pretty much all out. So that set of races was not fun. And especially because he didn't tell us, you know, that first main set, you know, we warmed up for whatever, 1500. Then that first main set was 2100. And then I think we did a little, I don't even know if there was something in between, but then he didn't tell us what it was beforehand. So he's just like, all right, 2x400 with paddles. We're like, okay, 2x400 paddles, not so bad. Like,
I thought that was cool down.
All right, everyone put your fins on. Like, we're racing. Like, Penny, you're racing Ari, Chloe, you're racing, you know, whoever else in the squad. And we're like, okay, 200's all out. That's not so bad. And it's like, all right, 2x300 paddles. We're like, okay, all right, we're cooling down. All right, everyone put your fins back on. We're like, oh, fuck. And then he's like, before we even go, he's like, all right, and guess what's after? And we're like, 2x200. He's like, yep. And then we're just going all the way down the ladder. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then by the time we get out, it's been 3 hours.
Almost, yeah.
You're all pruny, oh. Like, were your fingers all pruned and you felt like
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, Ari was sunburned as hell. His pale skin hasn't been handling the outdoor pool.
I will be as tan as Penny though by the end of camp.
No, you will not.
Yeah.
So that's just like kind of an example of a swim, and then we
that
had
was
the
just
day
Monday.
Of swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we had the day off swimming on Tuesday, but we've swum every other day since. But, like, for example, on Wednesday, we also had a 6,000-meter swim, which was just, like, 2K warm-up, and then we had an 800-meter time trial, which Ari absolutely tanked in. He was quite tired by then.
I wasn't even tired. My shoulders. And because I did swim on Tuesday, but I didn't finish the swim. Chloe wrote my set and I couldn't finish it. My shoulders were too like, it's beyond sore. It's like the point just before injury, but past sore. So I didn't finish it. And then that Wednesday set was, I was at the point where I could do pretty well on the short reps, but anytime it got over 100, I was just like so tired.
Mm. What time did you guys get on the time trial then?
I did 11:20, which is like a 1:25 pace, which is pretty good for me.
I was probably a full 50 behind.
You're more than that. You were like 12 something.
And how much faster is like Chloe than you guys?
Oh, she's really good. She did.
Where did she go?
I think she did 10:20 or something. So yeah, she's a good swimmer, or maybe 10:30. Yeah, but I mean, after that 800 TP, we then had heaps of hard stuff. We did like 5 ones max, and then 10 ones on like a touch cycle, so like a 130 for me, and then 10:50s hard off dive. So,
oh, Andy, I thought of you during this one because I stopped making the interval, so I just started flip turning. So I just ended up, I did like 3 of the 100s, and I thought I remembered your story about like when you're in. You know, just
continuously swimming.
Yeah, it's just the shame. Yeah. The swim of shame. You miss the interval, and you just nobody cares about you anymore. That was
just leave you until you finish the set. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I ended up swimming about 1,000 straight. Just
Me and Ari have both done the swim of shame, but Chloe hasn't yet.
Did you find it like motivating afterwards? Like, I'm not doing that again.
No, I didn't feel like there was nothing I could do. I've never been under this like much fatigue before. And to be fair, it did start to turn around later in the week. Because that was, I took I had the next day off of swimming, which is, so I got here, like traveled across the world and then swam 43,000 meters over the next 7 days.
That's wild.
And then my shoulders were just like so sore. And then I had that day off. And then the next day, which was Friday, was what did we do Friday? Do you have that written down?
Friday was 5,000 meters. Oh yeah, Friday was hard. Again,
they were all hard.
The main set was 16 times 150 on 210 for us, which you swam good at. You swam real good on Friday, actually.
Wait, what? 60. Oh no. Oh, that was the one where we went in the short course pool for a bit, right?
Yeah. 6 times 150 hard on 210 in long course. And then we went into the 25 meter pool and did 10 times 1 on 130, 6 times 1 on 125, 3 times 1 on 120. And that's where I did.
And then one max.
Shame, Andy. Yeah. And then one max.
Nice little short interval rest. Yeah.
The meters pool was great because Chloe was not. So this one was interesting. So Friday was I had the day off on Thursday. So I was like a little bit more fresh. And then when we did those the 150s, like, I don't even know what the interval was. It was just like, go when I say go. And
it was on Chloe, 210. Yeah.
Well, Chloe went first. And so I went second. So I was like kind of on her feet a little bit, like had a little bit of her draft on the first one, and I was expecting to lose it on the second one because her interval would be tighter. And then the whole time, the 6 150s, I was like, wait, Chloe's right there. When we were turning at the wall, I was like, I must be swimming so fucking good. And then it's like really motivating. And then on the last one, I was like, oh fuck, I'm just gonna catch up to her and try to like out touch her at the wall. I didn't quite, but like I got right back up on her feet. And then afterwards she admitted she was just having a terrible day, so I didn't feel as good at myself. But like, she's a really good swimmer, so you know, a bad day for her is still like, if you're there, it's good. And then we went into the short course pool, and I was like, oh okay, so I swim in yards every day, so 4 or 3 flip turns to 100, I should be really good here. And I took her on it, which was good.
She was again, dead, but yeah
she was dead. That's the qualifier, and we were in the short course pool, so I had the advantage of it being very similar to home. But I took full advantage.
Oh, I love it. How have you found the difference between, like, I always find fatigue when you're like crazy tired and swimming makes you swim so badly compared to, like, I think on like a bike or run, like if you're feeling pretty knackered on like the bike, you can kind of fake it to a certain degree, but there's no faking it when you get in the pool.
Yeah that's my 12 something 800 time trial. It's just like Yeah, with the running, well, the biking, not even like that you can fake it. I feel like you can just keep going. Like you can still put up good numbers.
Force it a little bit and you can kind of like, yeah.
You can put up good numbers. And the run, it'll be hard, but you can still be pretty close to what you'd be normally. And the swimming, I'm just so far when I'm tired from what I'm doing when I'm feeling good. It's just, I just feel like there's nothing I can do. I just can't pull any water. I can't pull myself forward.
Yeah.
Have you bailed many sessions or have you just like slogged it out?
No, there was that one session that I didn't finish because I was swimming really bad. And he was like, I'd rather see you swim 3 good 400s than 6 shit ones. So I just like, you know, pulled myself together so it wasn't the set as originally written by Chloe, but I was told I could get out early based on the modification. And I haven't bailed on any. I mean, there have been a few where I'm like, my shoulders are tired. And he's like, all right, you can get out. And then obviously, you know, you're not going to get out of the pool.
Yeah.
It's a trap. You can't ever get out of the pool.
Are you guys doing anything specific to form at all? Like focusing on any type of swim technique or are you just swimming?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
How about you, Penny?
I've got a lot to work on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a few things that I'm working on too, like my kick and then like my pull through the water under fatigue, but it's got heaps better since like I was basically always just muffling through the water with my front end and not really using like my legs to drive my stroke really. But yeah, I'm sort of working that out. Like I was just kicking too hard before instead of small light kicks up and down. Which has made a massive difference. It just means my arms are way less tanked than what they used to be. And I'm also able to swim a little bit faster, which is good.
I swim with claw hands. That's my thing. I swim with big.
He swims like this.
Like, exactly. And you can't see.
He swims like he's squeezing a stress ball.
Literally, you're like, it's a dinosaur hand.
Yeah. If you're in the audience and you can't see us on Zoom, just like, you know, pretend you're a little kid who's like a monster or something, or a dinosaur, and you go, rawr. How your hands are when you do that is how I swim, especially with my right hand. Like, and it's just because, like, I'm just letting my hand go limp when it's like, over the water and entering the water. So, but I guess I keep it very cupped under the water, which is like costing precious surface area. It is hard. It's like not easy to just straighten out my hands. It's been like every single day.
We're like calling the claw man now because every 2 seconds it's like the claw, fix the claw.
We used to have these like plastic things that you would like basically put around the tips of your fingers and then around your wrist, basically keep your wrist like locked straight. And you basically have to keep your fingers like pressure up slightly. Otherwise the toy thing would just fall off.
Oh, send me that.
I'll send you a link. They're really good. I think they must be like,
I know what
really
you're talking
cheap.
About, Andy. Yeah.
They are horrible to swim with, but they will fix any issues you've got. 100%.
Is it like a paddle? Like it'll make you swim?
No, it doesn't give you any propulsion. It just literally makes you, it forces you to hold the hand in the right place.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. I can use that. Cause that's like my main thing right now. Anyway,
or I'm just sure tape all of your fingers together.
Yeah. Well, I've been using finger paddles for that reason. So those have been, you know, you kind of have to keep it straight.
He takes them off and goes straight back to the claw though.
It's hard. I was good yesterday. We had 2 open, like really hard open water days in a row. So these are like the hardest days probably. Saturday.
I literally thought I was going to drown the first time because I was so puffed.
Yeah. On Saturday.
Yeah.
It's just we're racing each other. Except in the pool, there's like, you know, reps, intervals, like we're not racing each other every rep. Maybe he'll be like, okay, a couple hundreds, we're gonna race each other, a couple 50s, we're gonna race each other. The entire set, it was a 400 meter loop, you reckon, Penny?
Yeah, 400.
Yeah, 400 meter loop with these, you know, buoys set up. And so we did a 1 lap or maybe a 2 lap warm up, and then 3 or 4K of literally just racing each other, like a 1 lap race, one-lap handicap race, a two-lap race, a two-lap handicap race, and then we'll race, you know, to the first buoy, take some rest, race to the second one. And I'm using literally in its correct form what the definition is. We warmed up, and then there were no easy non-racing reps for the rest of the swim. So, I was cooked, very cooked by the end, completely blown up. Actually, so that's not
true. How much fun, though, is it? Like, racing though in open water, so much more fun than
I think. If you're Chloe, it's like probably a little bit more fun because she just gets away from us.
She was just putting us to the sword.
Yeah, we're trying to hold her hip. We did that Saturday, and then for whatever reason, Penny requested we go open water again yesterday. So we went open water again, which was, it wasn't as bad as Saturday. It was longer, less intense races.
Yeah,
it was like thresholdy. It wasn't quite maximal like the day before, but it was long, and I had also swam in the morning, so it was just a lot. But it is great practice, like learning how to hold somebody's hip. Like if I'm in the right position, like Chloe's such a better swimmer, but like if Penny and I are in the right position, like we can hold her for kind of a while,
way longer than what we could. Yeah. Yesterday, Ari was swimming a bit better than me, and we did this hot mask race at the end, and every other race he'd been a bit in front of me, but I just like stuck on his hip, and he was getting
so annoyed
because I just swam on his hip and slowed his foot down.
I was trying to swerve.
He kept trying to drop me, and I just followed him. We were just snaking across the lake.
It was impressive, but it was like, I can see if you're a good swimmer and you're like, oh, I need to get rid of this person. Like, I'm sure you've had this, Andy. Like, you're like, I need to get rid of these people. And you just,
it's so hard sometimes.
Can't. Yeah. But you probably have, what's the trick? Dunk them?
The trick is you do a corkscrew. Do you know what a corkscrew is? So you like one freestyle stroke, one backstroke, and then back onto your front. So you do like a 360 turn, basically. And what you do, is you go one way, and then you either corkscrew like further away from them, because it basically, like, as you flip onto your back and then onto your front again, you basically like jump like a meter and a half to the side. Mm. And then that potentially then snaps the elastic, or you like fake it and you go the other way, and like they start going to like the right and you go left, basically.
Oh.
It's a bit like sidestepping kind of in like team sports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to try that next time, Pen.
You got to be a bit sneaky, and like it probably, like I reckon 50% of the time it definitely will not work, but it's like,
it's worth trying.
Like it's one of those things, like you got to try it a few times and then like it could work.
Yeah. Cause I was trying to just swim a little bit more to the right, you know, cause like she was on my left hip and I was just trying to like, okay, I'm going to swim more to the right and just hope she like doesn't see it or doesn't pay attention. And she was just on me. So I'm going to try corkscrewing next time. And we'll tell Chloe too. That'd be a good skill to have. But Penny, how much did you end up training last week? Because I think I was still around 24 hours.
Yeah, I did 30 hours last week.
What? Because you were running and biking like every day.
Yeah, so I did a bit more than everyone else. But yeah, and I swam about 32Ks last week, which is a pretty big week for me. That's I'd huge. Say I usually swim close, like between 20 and 25. So, so about 30 hours. I swam 32, ran 86, biked. I'm not sure how far we biked, like maybe 400Ks or something. And then I had a couple of strength sessions as well. So.
Oh, yeah, I didn't log those. I was at 26 then.
Oh, yeah, could have kept
the gym. Oh, the gym.
2 weeks.
That is big, yeah, especially I swam, 30, last week was 37Ks in the water. Even with the day off, so that was good. Try to sustain that for the next 6 weeks.
Just got to take it week by week, I think.
Anna, you had a swim camp of your own. I know I have all the details because you were swimming with my buddy Josh.
Oh yeah, Josh is great.
Money Manda.
Yes. No, we had a good camp. Yeah. So I was down in Texas. With Magnolia Masters, Tim Floyd, he runs a camp every year about the second or third week in January. So I was there for 10 days. We got in 8 days of swimming, but like the rest of the states, Texas was included in the huge cold freeze. So our last day, we were not able to swim because Texas basically shut down. Well, at least the Houston area, I should say. So that Monday and Tuesday, it was like 18 degrees as a low. And so they had to turn off the water in the pools and basically like nobody went out.
Oh, that's like minus 10 Celsius.
That's so cold.
Yes, but the pool was nice. It was just coming out of the pool that was freezing. But for me from Wisconsin, I mean, it didn't feel too cold. And I really wanted to get that last swim in just to close out camp, but that's okay. Yeah, it was awesome. So over the 8 days, we got in like 45K. We had 2-a-days. For the first like 3 days. And then we had an easy day and then went another 2 days with 2-a-days. So we had like close to seven to 9K a day. The first session was an hour and a half. And then the second session was an hour. And we also had 2 sessions with Tim one-on-one. He has an endless pool. And this was really cool because he was able to get footage of us from both sides, top, front. And then we spent some time evaluating our stroke. It was awesome. I've never done anything like this. And, you know, we were talking about fatigue earlier, and I've done other triathlon camps, but a swim camp, the fatigue with swimming is like nothing else. I mean, I was crazy tired after those 3 days. He planned out the off sessions or easy sessions so perfectly because coming up on those days, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, give me all the toys, flippers and paddles. Let me just float. Because it's just a lot. I don't know. And I also felt like, I don't know if this is the same with you guys, but I felt like I was eating so much after
the swim diet. Like, yeah.
Oh my gosh, give me all the food. After the first session, eat. Second session, eat. Before the second session, eat again. I mean, I don't know. Like my jaw.
You need some Tim Tams.
Crazy. But it was so good. We had a lot of fun. It was a great group. 8 pros. Just super solid group that wanted to get better. I mean,
do you feel like you got better? Did you guys do any like time trials or anything? Obviously 8 days. Not like,
yeah. So we did, there was one day we did 2 at the end of the session.
2x100 on 2 minutes rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got all the details.
Wow.
Did you race Josh?
Yeah, I did.
Did you go 104?
Yeah, so that was sweet. I did a 106.
Also, Josh put 2 seconds into you.
Yeah.
He's a big guy though. Very powerful.
That's okay. Yeah, he is sweet. Very muscular arms. I don't know.
Whoa, God. He's married, Anna. So are you.
Yeah, so that was great. I love it. I'd go back.
Were you in a short course?
Yeah, short course.
Yeah. Okay.
25 yards.
Wait, in me. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm
Come on, Penny. Yeah, it's cool. The United States.
Yeah.
Were you still doing other, like, your other triathlon training around that, Anna, or was it just purely swim focused?
Swim focus for me. I did running in between the sessions and that was enough. Some people brought their bikes and they really couldn't get a lot of riding in though. I mean, because for me to get a run session in, it was jump out of the pool, get in my running clothes, go run, quickly eat, recover. And then I had like maybe an hour before the next session. So I had to have everything laid out to even just get a run in. So I wouldn't even bring my bike again if I were to go because, I mean, then you got to layer up, put all this stuff together, put your stuff on your bike, figure out where to ride. It's just, it's too much.
Yeah.
And my goal was to go there and get, you know, be a better swimmer. So to put some miles in on the bike, I don't think it was
not really any worth point. It.
But yeah, but to run, the running was good.
Anna, what kind of things do you think you'll come away with from this camp to bring back to your, because do you train with a squad mostly or are you solo swimming?
Yeah, I train with a squad.
Are you gonna like, so what do you bring back from this camp? Is it just like technique changes, or I don't know, you're going to swim more volume? Yeah, what sort of things do you take away? Because I have a lot.
Yeah, we played around with a ton of toys. So he gave us these mitts and socks. They're made by Aqua Volo, and they were like a sensory explosion. So basically it felt like oven mitts on your hands, and they're horrible, absolutely horrible. But when you take them off...
Are they the netting?
Yes, they're the netting.
They're like netting, and they got bands that you tie them around your wrist. Yeah, I know the ones, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So when you swim with them, the idea is to help you pull the water right away. But they felt like resistance for me. Like I was holding like 5-pound oven mitts. And so we would do like 25s or 50s with them and then take them off and go into like hard 50 or hard 100. And it felt amazing. And I think the biggest takeaway with those was not only the importance of learning how to feel the water, but the core engagement and like really stretching out and elongating in the water. And I think that's something that you can easily forget about and just kind of throw your arms around while you're swimming, especially when you're fatigued. So that was a huge takeaway, using those. And then the other thing that we really focused on was the kick. So with the socks by the same company, it was like a little, looks like a little tutu around your ankle, but it's the same kind of netting. Again, feels horrible, absolutely terrible to kick with. But then again, once you take them off, like you just feel so much more on top of the water. And again, I think it's that core engagement, like really elongating the water. The other thing we played around with was called the brick kickboard. It's a 6-pound kickboard. ridiculous. So ridiculous. But what it does, again, core focuses you, it like forces you to elongate, really stretch out. You have to hold it up with your core. You can't hold it up with your shoulders or else you're just like sinking in the water and then you get super fast. And then we did like vertical kicking for over 20 minutes, a lot of kick sets. So that's something I'll take away because I don't, or I didn't kick much. Like I never grabbed a board and started kicking in any of my sets prior to this, like maybe a little bit like social kick at the end of a set or something like that, but not purpose kicking. So lots of takeaways. We used all the toys. It was awesome. But yeah, I think, like I said, the theme was really like sensory explosion. And it's feeling so much better in the water once you take all those toys off.
Yeah, right. That's cool. There we go. Chase Pack are all hopefully going to be swimming better this year.
Yeah. God. Andy included, eh?
I've been doing some blockers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So just to make sure you're even further out in the front.
It was mainly just to like kind of regain some confidence because I felt like I think it's quite easy to get like quite complacent, like if you think you're good at something. And I definitely have got, like coming from a swim background, I think I didn't realize over the last few years, like how like gradually I've just kind of got slower, like not quickly. And obviously like in comparison to like triathlon standards, like still swimming pretty quick. But like training times and things I can hit like definitely slower than they used to be. So it's been really interesting actually. And today was the last day of my kind of, I think it was like a 6-week swim block. So I go more into starting to build up for Ironman training towards like Texas starting tomorrow. So yeah, it's been super interesting. I think I finished this week with just over 30K, maybe like 32 kilometers. And I actually did a bit of a swim test, which was interesting because this block has been all about kind of just aerobic volume. So I haven't done like any intensity. So I did on Monday, I did a 50 meter, 200 meter and 400 meter time trial. So that was interesting just to kind of try and swim fast when I've literally just,
Give us like comparisons too. Like, what did you think you were going to go? What did you go? What are your best?
So these were in. So I guess comparing them to like my old like actual swim times is pretty hard because when you're doing swim times, you're in like a tech suit, so like a proper like race jammers, diving off the block, all that sort of thing. Whereas I did it in pair of speedos, string lane ropes, from a push as well, so no diving. So I went 26 high on the 50.
This is long course.
And then I think short course meters.
So right, that makes me feel a little better. 50.
20, I think it was 208 or 207 on the 200. And then 425, I think, on the 400. Which is like, I think is okay. I think my expectation, I wanted to be somewhere between 420, 425. So I was like more at the upper end of the 400. I wanted to be under 210 and I was 208, say. And the 50 kind of is okay. But I'm going to retest in about a month and I want to try and be more like closer to like 415 on the 400 and like down to like 204, 203 on the 200. But yeah, my best, I think, basically my best from when I was actually a swimmer was like 4 minutes in the 400. So I'm like pretty much like 25 meters behind kind of my best.
And self. You were doing that in the short course pool?
Yeah, in a short course pool with, yeah. Yeah, so.
What would you have done in a speedo, like in training, if you did? Did you ever do like hard twos, fours? I assume you did hard 50s in training.
Yeah, I think the best ever 400 I maybe did in training was like just over 410, maybe like 410, 411.
Okay, so 415 would be pretty close to like where you were.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting because like I'm doing, you know, repetitions of like 400s and 200s like aerobically in training. And you're seeing like, so I did like a set on Tuesday, which was basically like 1,000 650s technique, 800 650s technique, 600 650s, 400 650s, 200 650s. And the 1,000 down to the 200 were just meant to be like kind of just like a strong aerobic effort, like nothing kind of like really, really like hard. And I was, you know, I was swimming like 112, 113 per 100 kind of pace, feeling like really strong, which is kind of like very confidence inducing. So yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. But yeah, it's interesting. Now I'm going to switch back to Ironman training, a bit more intensity in the swim. And then hopefully push the run back on a little bit. That's the kind of goal. Well, I have actually been training the other two sports. So I've obviously have been swimming a lot, but like this week I still ran maybe like 32, 33K. So I haven't like done nothing on the run. And then I've also rode like 10 hours maybe, with a bit of like VO2 kind of work on the bike. So that was kind of disgusting as well. Like I did a VO2 session on Tuesday and just absolutely like blew my own doors off after the first effort. Mm-hmm. So it was like basically, it was a really weird one because it was like not necessarily like VO2. It was kind of like just a hard set of like 2.5 minutes VO2, then like 20 minutes of like threshold work, and then like another 2.5 minutes of VO2. And I went so hard in the first two and a half minutes
straight, like basically 2:30 max.
Yeah. So I went 2:30 max, 20 minutes threshold is broken up as 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and then 2.5 again. And I went so hard in the first 2.5 minutes that I was just like spent after that. So I was like 513 watts for 2.5 minutes. Jeez. And then like after that, I was just like fucked. Like not right.
Zone six.
I managed the threshold and then like tried the 2.5 minutes again at the end and like had to pull the pin at like a minute in because I couldn't push 300 watts. I was like, my legs just exploded like so bad.
Lower than the last 5 minutes.
Lower than, yeah.
That's got to be tough.
So yeah, that's going to be interesting. I think I got a pretty intense VO2 session coming up this week, which I think is 4x4, which is going to be pretty brutal. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Report back.
Yeah. I was Andy. You and I were training very, very similarly. Up through this week, it was basically just a lot of swimming. I ran. I don't know what the volume was. Probably around 40 k's. But I ran three times, and all three were like VO2 or speed sessions on the run. So it was like a 10 by 1 minute, 10 by 1 minute on 30 second off after we did a little bike time trial, which Penny just destroyed everyone. The handicaps were poorly set.
No, you said you needed 3.5, you needed more than 3 minutes because you still passed me and you didn't.
No, that is not so true. You're making stuff up. I said 3.5 was way too much. But you did do, I thought I'd put maybe more than 1.5 minutes in, but no, but anyway, off the bike, yeah, we had like a little whole squad time trial with the whole me, Penny, Chloe, and then a bunch of other like Ballarat locals. And then run off the bike, and then some hill reps later in the week, and then a brick, like just unexpected first brick of the year. I did Penny's session off the bike with her, but actually that wasn't VO2, that was like 70.3
tempo. Yeah,
it was actually probably more like threshold. It wasn't very easy.
You're doing quite a lot of intensity then still.
There is intensity every single day in the swim, and then last week, yeah, Monday was just swim, and then we did gym. Tuesday was time trial, so that's hard. Run off the bike hard, and then that was the swim I didn't finish in the afternoon. Wednesday was hard swim with intensity, and then easy ride, so no intensity there. Then Thursday was VO2 max on the bike, and then hill reps, like pretty hard, very fast hill reps. And then Friday was hard in the swim. That was that the 6 150s, and then when we moved over to the short course pool. And then Saturday was the long ride, which was easy, but then Penny session, and then just open water swim of death. And then Sunday was two hard swims with a second open water swim of death. So it's intensity, yeah, like five days a week.
That's a lot of intensity.
At least 6 days a week. Yeah, but like Anna was saying, it's just eating like so much. I've been logging my food, all the outside of training food, and it's like outside of training over 4,000 calories a day at least, and then obviously inside, so it's probably around 6,000 calories a day, like just, and that's like basically minimum. I still feel like I'm not eating enough sometimes.
Yeah, I was logging during camp too. I should go back and check, but I think I was close to like 3,500 maybe. It was just a lot. I just felt like constantly hungry all the time.
It's a strange one though, because I think like it's difficult to like actually consume that much food sometimes, isn't it? Because like
you just have to force it down.
Yeah, and like actually almost like you're feeling kind of like sick because you're like eating too much sometimes, mm-hmm. and you like still feel like you need more energy. It's like I need something. Like a miracle, yeah. Kind of thing.
We should have had Chloe guest on the Chase Pack this week, because she's like we've been getting on her about just like eating more, and she's always like talking about how she feels sick and how she can't eat anymore. But again, that's where the Tim Tams come in.
Yeah, sometimes you need that high calorie food.
How much of that 4,000 is like good food, and how much is like more like junk food kind of based?
It's mostly,
I would say the ratio is like two-thirds to one-third, maybe.
That's pretty good.
Do you reckon? Or a bit less than that?
Yeah.
A bit more than that.
I would say, yeah, it's mostly good. It's like mostly whole, relatively unprocessed foods. But then there's just, yeah, bags of chips, bags of biscuits, cookies.
just
so much. Chocolate, candy, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Because it's just, you just have to eat it. I like this quote. I don't know where I heard it, but it's option one is eating really good. Option two is eating really crap. And there's no option three. So like, you're not going to get in 6,000 calories of like, you know, rice and broccoli and chicken and leafy greens. Like I don't know. That would be really, really hard. You'd probably need like a private chef.
You'd have to eat a lot of food.
Yeah, the
diet. It'd be too much. It'd be too hard.
Yeah, it's just you need simple carbs to just sustain it. And like in the long run, it's probably not the healthiest. It's like we are obviously very healthy, but like I don't think that like I always thought that in running that like training, the amount of training that you're doing is not like optimal for the body, right? We're like pushing the limits to try to achieve a certain goal, right? We're not like trying to be the healthiest individuals on the planet. Like definitely we're always trying to push the limits. And yeah, sometimes you need, well, breakfast right now is next to me is just like Belgian waffles and maple syrup. It's just like straight 150 grams of carbs to the dome because we're gonna swim when we get off this podcast. Like, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Do you know your set yet?
No. Oh yeah, I won't know the set until like rep by rep.
Yeah.
I assume I'll be racing Penny.
Yeah, we'll see who's shelled today.
I used to love that. Like when I'm I still do a tiny bit, but I used to do like a lot more swim coaching. And there's kind of like different ways to do kind of like prescribe the set. And like I was like a right on the whiteboard kind of coach. And I'd always do like set by set, and like you write like the warm up, like the prep set. And you just like leave the suspense there, and like everyone's like, what session? What have we got today? What have we got today? And you're like,
yeah,
leaving it like groan. The last moment. Yeah, last moment to like write up the main set. And everyone's just like, ah, fuck. It's way too satisfying as a coach.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like it's better not to know now for me. Like if I saw some of the stuff on the board before I got in that we were doing, I'd be like, no way in hell. So, yeah.
Totally agree. I think it's so much better not to know, because then you just put yourself out there and then at the end you're like, oh yeah, I rocked that, or you fell apart. But either way, then you're not self-limiting. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm racing in 2 weeks, so we'll see if this swimming actually has helped me.
What's the race?
It's Hobart 70.3. So it's actually a decent little field. I'm pretty sure Chelsea Sodaro is coming over to do it. And there's like Sarah Crawley and Grace Tech is coming back from her first race since her injury. So, yeah, it should be good. There's only one slot for 70.3 Worlds though. So it's, going to be hard to get that one.
Have any of those ladies got slots yet?
No one's got a slot, because like in Australia we don't have that many races with slots, to be honest. We've only got three, I think. So yeah, anyways, but yeah, it'll be good field. It's like a punchy little course in Hobart. It's like 1,000 meters of elevation on the bike, so we've been practicing doing lots of punchy little climbs and stuff down here, and yeah, should be good to start the year down there.
And how far is that from where you are? Like, will you go home and then go race, or you just go camp?
No, yeah, I can just, like, I'm like a 8-hour drive from where I am from home here. So it's just like an hour drive to the airport, and I'll just fly straight down to the race from here pretty much. So.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah, yes. Should be good. Ari's been trying to speak Australian while he's been here. It's not been working. We like he sticks out like a sore thumb. He
far looks out, like mate.
American in Australia.
Ripping your cobber.
Oh, it's bad.
How long are you out there for, Ari?
8 weeks total.
All in the same place, or are you going to move around as well?
So theoretically, I'm going to Noosa for 4 weeks, but I still don't know where I'm staying and I don't have flights. So
TBC.
TBC.
You'll be here for 8 weeks, though.
Yeah.
Well,
I am not getting back to the US until March. So
nice.
I hope to be very good at swimming by the end. At least better than Harry. God.
That won't be that hard, will it?
Yeah, Harry.
We'll get him while he's not here.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Guys. Well, cool. Time for us to swim. I guess we should say,
all right, mate.
All right, mate.
Oh, you're worse than me.
Than Ari.
No, what the
fuck? I'm not even going to try it.
You couldn't possibly stoop to the level of Australians because you're a lord, Andy, right? So.
Well,
They're all just fair, convicts.
We get mistaken a lot in the US for Australians.
I know, it's crazy yeah. to me that Americans think British people are Australian when it sounds so different.
So different.
We're just so naive here.
Yeah.
I mean, we sound way better. Yeah, so true.
Awesome.
Cool. All right.
Everyone go watch episode one of The Australian Method. Search Ari Clough on YouTube or Australian Method. Out now on YouTube.
Great plug. All right, sweet cool. guys. We will right, we'll end there and we'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Sounds
see ya.
Good.
Bye.
See you later. All I can do is think of me and I peace of mind. I'm tired of looking around, wondering what I gotta do. Oh, I'm supposed